So you are coming out here to celebrate Sputnik Fest, as we went over a little bit. You're going to be judging some competitions on Friday. What are you going to be doing on Friday? And then you're going to be talking on Saturday. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, yes, they got me busy, which is, you know, normally when I'm talking, I'm repping Star Trek, and I'm representing some of my projects and some of the fun things that I do, you know, my shows, and also I have a fan experience kind of using the internet called Portal 47, which is like a mini convention all year long for people all over the world, because we do pieces live, and thanks to the internet. But I've never done like a community festival before, so this is going to be a real funky bit for me. So yeah, Friday I think I'm a judge in the pageant, in the Miss Space Debris pageant, and I'm also judging at least one of the costume contests. I host the trivia contest, which is a fundraiser event for the teams. So I'm doing that, which is earlier in the evening, and then we have the Space Debris pageant, and then Saturday. I guess I'm the first time they've ever had a guest come in from outside. So I'm bringing Trek on Saturday inside the museum, in the Roar West Art Museum. I'm going to have a talk at, I believe, 3:30, a fun Trek talk, but kind of aiming at the spirit of the weekend. And I'll have a table there with some of my CDs and information about all the projects that I have going on, and some freebie stuff. So even as everything keeps going on outside, and I think I'm judging one other pageant on one of the kids or the pets or something on Saturday. So I'll straighten that out. But I'm just really looking forward to it.
So you've never been to Wisconsin before. Is there any place you'd really like to visit in the state before you leave?
Wow. Well, it would be, you know, just as a history buff and a sports buff, I would love to go up to, you know, and I haven't had time much the last few years, but as an old Dallas Cowboys fan, I would love to go up to the scene of the Ice Bowl. But I don't know if I'll get that chance. I guess if I'm renting a car at the airport, I could at least swing by.
Everybody loves to see Lambeau Field when they come visit. You're a half an hour away. You might as well stop up for a couple hours, take a look around.
You know, I hadn't thought about it, but I might just do that. I'm not a big baseball fan, and I know there's a huge fraternity of people that, you know, they run around, they try to see all the ball fields in the leagues. And that would be that. You know what? I think you just planted the idea in my mind. Other than that, I don't have any. It's just fun to finally go somewhere and realize you could go see all the cities that you've always heard about, you know, Oshkosh and Racine and you know, whatever, Milwaukee. I mean, you know, so I'll have to think about that, but I'm just looking forward to seeing, I mean, I know, I totally get what community, you know, local community festivals are like. I come from the land of 89er days, and my old hometown was Rose Rock, capital of the world, and, you know, those kind of things. And everybody finds their local thing to celebrate. So I'm really looking forward to seeing it. And I know they have, like the 501st, which is the Star Wars division that runs around in costume and goes to not just conventions, but like public events. And they've come every year, and I was running around trying to network a little bit around the state and even down to Chicago and get some more Star Trek and Starfleet representation. So we'll see how that goes. But I'm just looking forward to having a fun retro. I was a NASA kid before I was a Star Trek fan, so I used to have all the moon landing post, you know, 60s and 70s, and even into the shuttle times. So yeah, I'm looking forward to hopefully fitting right in and maybe causing a little ruckus of my own.
Then as a history fan, I would highly suggest you stop by the Wisconsin Maritime Museum, which is just right down the road from the Roar West Art Museum. And they have the most well-kept submarine from World War II that you've ever seen. They just celebrated the 75th birthday of the USS Cobia. So I would highly suggest you get down there and take a look at that as well.
Okay.
I'll see
where I've got a spot of time where they're not working me. I'm kidding. It's all. I just have to say that I wound up connected to this trip. I have a second cousin all in the Okies. But he went into museum management, and he was actually Greg Vadney, who's the director there at the art museum. He was his number two. His name's Adam Lovell. And he lured me into this, and we were talking about doing this a year ago, and then things led into, you know, like holding up a year and doing it this year. And in the meantime, he left and got his own job somewhere down in Illinois. But they were good enough that they were intrigued by the idea to keep it going. So I'm looking forward to showing them they chose right. I think they're trying to expand the festival and maybe have a little bit more of that kind of thing, too, while not giving up on anything that makes it special now. So we'll see how it goes. But I want to, it's nice, you know, I need to thank Adam for getting me into this mess.
So are you bringing along any books or videos or anything like that for people to buy, or are you just bringing yourself?
Yeah, no, I have a brand new book that's coming out, sadly, October 9th, so I don't have any. People can pre-order it on Amazon, which would actually help, and I'll talk about that a little bit. It's a maps and book combination set called Star Trek Stellar Cartography, which combines real astronomy and all of the background. Believe it or not, it's possible to keep up and track cohesively everything in 52 years of Star Trek. They did a pretty good job of it on their own, and there were some bugaboos that had to be kind of smoothed out. But there's a whole faction of people, not just Star Trek, but there's people that love like maps of fictional realms and maps in general. So there's a hardback guidebook, and there's 10 poster-sized maps, and they all come from like historical maps and even like Klingon, Romulan, Cardassian, like from their own. It's supposed to be the 10 most popular maps requested by patrons at Memory Alpha, which is the big Federation library planet. But, you know, we chose them for fun things, different time periods. And it came out 5 years ago, but it's just got a huge, huge update for Discovery and for a whole lot more material that wasn't even in the first edition. So, but that comes out October 9th, so I'll have information about that. But I have some CDs of my archived remastered interviews with people from the 90s and the aughts, from the Next Gen and DS9 and Voyager Enterprise days. And I'll be have information about Portal 47. I'm going to have a drawing at my table for some prizes. And, you know, fun stuff like that. I'll have a little information about my documentary, too, which we're kind of wrapping up. But if people are interested in that, I can tell them about the Wrath of Khan. Excuse me, the Khan of Wrath. I do that all the time.
I thought you had misspoke the first time.
A real-life event from 1982 that came out, that happened 2 weeks after Star Trek II, the Wrath of Khan premiered. It was supposed to be the first big literal rock concert stage show for Star Trek after 10 years of Star Trek conventions. And it did not quite go the way it was intended. And that's the focus of the documentary. And I was a kid and I was there. So hopefully we're getting that out in the next year or so.
All right. I would like to thank you for taking time out of your busy travel schedule to give us a call here and talk with us a little bit about what your plans are for the week and a little bit about yourself.
Well, thank you. I'm only busy because I'm on my way to see you. So.
And that offer still stands. If you wish to stop by the studio tomorrow, you're more than welcome to. You have my email, and I can send you the address. We look forward to seeing you this weekend.
Okay. I look forward to it, Ryan. I can't wait.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Trek well.